Hi, Unpackers. Want to thank you to coming back to another episode. And remember, whatever you hear, Tay and I are simply providing a perspective. Neither of us are professionals. We expect for you to, you know, reach out to certified professionals if you need the help. And this is simply our perspective. If you hear an interaction that reminds you of yourself, then just know it comes from grace. And if you would like to come on and unpack it with us, you have an open invitation. You can find our pages on unpacking.your.ish on most social media. And if you'd like to support our work, you can do that through paypal.me/unpacking.your.ish. Again, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and let's unpack.
Good morning, Unpackers. We're back from outer space.
Hey, Unpackers, what's up?
Yes, it's Reese.
And Tay.
Yeah, and it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. It's been out here living life.
Yeah, life has happened. We wanted to make certain to let our listeners know we are still committed. We have just taken a hiatus, and now we are ending 2023.
Yeah.
And looking forward to 2024.
Yeah. Into it.
Yeah. So, as always, what's new? We should start there, right?
Not much is new. Just, you know, very needed moment to just kind of reflect and live and, you know, be into what I have going on in my life. Yep. My son is graduating from high school very soon.
Woo woo.
Very excited about that. And my daughter is just coming along at school. She's doing well. I am stepping out on a new possible venture soon, trying to get out, you know. I already shared with y'all, I was at my mom's house for a spell. And I, by the end of the year, am looking to be renting a house. So
woo-woo!
That's good news.
Yes.
So yeah, some stuff is going on. Some stuff is really going on.
Good. I think that's a good segue because I know we started this journey last year.
Yeah,
we did. And we were talking about just different areas of your life and improvement. So just giving an update about where we are with those goals and objectives in general. So getting the house, that's
that
great.
That was one of the goals.
It took a year.
Yeah, getting back in there. Yeah, getting there. With the fitness journey, you know, ebbs and flows, people. Ebbs and flows.
Yes.
Still working on that. Always am. Probably picked up a little bit of the weight that I lost, but I'm going back down. I have faith in myself. As far as looking at career goals, I am definitely feeling more secure in my job that I had just started. I'm really enjoying it. I'm learning my footing. I'm now seeing how to make that that position possibly grow and change, you know, as needed, and make it my own more. Yeah. So that has been a plus. As far as family goes, you know, I've shared about my children and how they're doing, and my son is doing exceptionally well right now, and as is my daughter. So, you know, some of the goals I know that I had, I can remember one specifically where I was talking about getting out,
mm-hmm.
and putting myself more out there doing
recreation
things.
Fun.
Yeah, recreation fun, doing things. I definitely feel like I have been able to find some of that. Now, of course, there's always a but. The issue is that Charlotte is expensive. And trying to go out, like, I'd love to be out. So that's new for me because I wasn't in that energy before. But I love being out. I love the energy. I love being around people. We just recently went and saw the Beyonce movie.
Yeah.
Our theater was quiet. And y'all, it took everything in me to not pop up and be like, why are we sitting down? Like, everybody, let's get real. But I didn't want to infringe upon anyone else's, you know, theater experience because they were all quiet. So, yeah, I really am in that energy, in that space right now. Something she said in the movie was she was talking about being in her 40s. I know, yeah. We talked about that. And I related to that on such a different level. Like seeing her with the kids running around and then being the professional mom, it was like I completely could relate to that. Because in your 40s, you do come to a point where you just don't care anymore. Yeah. Like what other people think, what other people have to say. You are on a mission to make sure that you are okay. Exactly. You are on a mission to make sure that you are good.
Yeah.
Everything else kind of falls by the wayside. And so I definitely am in that space in my life right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I would say for me, definitely checking off. Overall, I feel like in my areas of, nothing is like at a zero right now. So yeah. That is good. So five, my fitness journey, girl, fell off the cliff at the beginning of this year, and I am right back to where it started.
It was at the beginning of this year. It's like,
yeah, well, the beginning of this year was
like summer.
No,
we kind of were like, yeah,
no, the beginning of the year for me was off. I started off, I think I was dealing with some pain. I think that was part of it.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped walking as much as I was, and the weight started to come.
Well,
and then it's like, hey, I'm back. But again, I'm at a place of just trying to love myself and the whole entire journey. I am looking to get back into walking at least more. I think the other thing is, I have been helping another person, and so it's thrown off my morning routines as much as so trying to figure out, okay, well, how do I not use that as an excuse, but accept the reality that this has changed,
right?
And what do I need to do on the back end to get back into my group that works best for me?
Yeah.
Makes sense. But overall, you know, it's not as bad. I just got weighed recently, so it's like, okay, you know, it's not huge.
You're not where you were.
Exactly. I'm not where I were,
right.
Was, but I'm not no worse. You know, it's not broken even.
There you go.
So we'll be good. So that's fitness. Professionally, I have definitely had some opportunities at work, which are really nice. Feeling a little stuck.
Okay.
Because right now, the position that I'm in, I have an opportunity to manage people. I enjoy it. And at the same time, I'm looking for something else. And I'm not certain that if it's that it's really at my current employer, if they have the type of role that I want to do, mm-hmm. or they're open to it. And so, you know, that is a question mark. At the same time, I'm grateful. My salary's fine. I'm not in jeopardy of losing my job. So we're good there. Then let's see. Where else? Finances. Finances are good. Can always be better. Paying things down. Have more savings. So those are all positives. And got to check one, it comes down to fun. Got to check one of my bucket items off the list. I went to South Africa.
Yeah, you did.
Which was amazing. just really having the opportunity to see animals that, you know, you've only seen on TV, National Geographic, or at a zoo in their habitat.
That's pretty cool.
It was surreal.
And you saw penguins.
Yes, and there saw penguins in South Africa, which was great because we'd gone to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we knew that there were penguins in Africa, and then actually seeing them there
was
so cool. So, yeah, overall, I would say 2023 has been a great year for me overall. A lot of learned lessons.
Yeah.
Relationship wise, after years of not being in relationships, I've had two this year. and one ended up being ghost. So that was interesting, but you know, overall, it's been a really interesting journey. Have been threatened. So, so yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
Yeah. Speaking of bucket lists, I did get to check one of my bucket list items off. What I got. I went to a music festival.
Oh, you did? Oh, you never gone to a music festival?
I had never been to a
really.
I've the been first to concerts, but I've never been to a music.
Wow. Festival. Oh, I did not.
So that was. We went to one music fest in
yes.
Atlanta. Had an absolute ball.
Yeah.
It was so chill. It was like just what I needed. Yeah. It was like a reset, seriously.
It was amazing. Yes, we got to see Janet Jackson
yes.
live.
And I saw Meg Thee Stallion. Her body is insane.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah, you were at the Janet stage waiting on Janet.
Yeah, because listen,
and they had the Meg stage.
Yeah. So they had two stages and you had to kind of go back and forth. And for me, Janet was the reason why I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I wanted to make certain that I got good views of Janet Jackson, the legend.
Yeah.
And so Lil' Kim was at the Janet stage right before her. And then Meg Thee Stallion was at the other stage. So I would have had to go back and forth and try to, you know, get in to get a good spot. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm going to stay here and then trust my friend to get some good pictures of Megan Thee, which she did.
I tried. I got some
whatever.
Video.
Boo.
I got some video, some pictures.
So I was trusting her. I said, okay, she'll get the good video. She'll get the good video of Megan Thee Stallion. So even though I wasn't there, it'll be like I was there and I can still put it on my social media. But that didn't happen. All right. But I have great, you know, you've seen my videos.
Well, he was like right there at Janet. See, I was still kind of, I don't like the crowd thing. Mm-hmm. Don't rub up on me. So I was still kind of back a little bit.
Yeah.
So I didn't get as good footage, but his footage of Janet Jackson was pretty good.
Yeah. So, well, so that is our recap of where we are right now. And how about we come back and then we'll talk about what we can look forward to for the rest of this year.
Okay.
Packing your ish, and then 2023.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Hello, we are back, Unpackers. So we're gonna kind of give you a little bit of a glimpse into what our minds are kind of creating, our mood boards over here for 2024.
Yeah.
So, we are definitely looking into some products, things that we were talking about based on our last season when we were very heavily into, you know, unpacking our ish and trying to fix our lives. We looked into doing like a journal, right? So just a journal that could really help you through any situations you might be going through. There might be a breakup journal. There might be a, how do I improve my mood? How do I discipline myself? Different things that you find yourself or that we found ourselves wanting to work on and focus on. So because of that, we came up with a new kind of name, a twist on that. And we looked into using in case of emergency. So what that looked like to us was when something happened, you know, breakup is the best one I got. I'm sorry. Can you think of a better one? Losing your job. Okay.
Arguments with family.
Yes, family issues. So we looked at it like, you know, when people are really going through these things, when they're in the thick of it, you always want somebody to talk to, of course. But as we know, it tortures you. Even after you finish the conversation, you can talk about it 50 million times, but it's still there if you don't ever really deal with it and unpack it. So we talked about doing a journal where it asks you maybe a question every day, when, you know, something that just helps you to get it out. I know for me, it's very therapeutic to write down how I'm feeling. I journal myself, especially when I'm going through something and I'm in the thick of it. It helps me because it feels like it's now no longer on me. It's somewhere else. And then the other thing that's beautiful about it is I get to go back and read those moments when I was really struggling. And then I can look at it and say, hey, you know, I made it through that. So this right here, I can make it through this too. So it encourages me, you know, as I go along. So in case of emergency, so what you'll see now on our episodes, you'll see something that says Unpacking Your Ish Presents. in case of emergencies. And because that's the thought process, kind of moving into our new season, that's kind of where our episodes are going to go. So you want to talk a little bit about our topics and where we're going with that?
Yeah. Well, and I think we're talking about journaling, but we're also, the other aspect of it was we do mimosas regularly. Mm-hmm. So we talk about having, in case of emergency, mimosa,
sure
champagne bottles on the end, because it's good. I know I've had this experience where I've called Tay crying about something, and I'm like, I really need to talk, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And so just that safe space to have with someone that you care about and trust, but also, as Tay was talking about, with your journal. So you're talking with yourself and you're getting those feelings off. So that is the impetus of having the in case of emergency. And so when we do those episodes, it will be talking about some heavy stuff that we're kind of going through and processing, and then leading you through that. And as we said, we'll have some journals that you'll be able to follow along with us as well. But that is really, if you followed us, we're big on doing the work.
Right, absolutely.
And we definitely, as we said, we're not trained professional therapists in any way. That being said, well, she's closer than I am. Miss multi-degree person over here. But that being said, we do this work through our careers, and then we try to apply it in our own personal lives. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. And the in case of emergency mimosas, that's mm-hmm. something that may be coming soon. It might be a cute little girlfriend gift or a gift to give to your buddies when they're, you know, they're your friends when they're having a tough time. But you'll be seeing more about all of that kind of stuff as we go along next year.
Yeah.
Definitely our social media, pay attention and continue to follow us. We'll update very soon on our social medias about that.
So what you can expect in 2024, we are going to shift a little bit. Usually we post our episodes on Saturday mornings at 10. We are going to look to do weekday drops, either Tuesday or Wednesday, 5 o'clock. We're also going to be looking to doing more content responding to videos because we have thoughts. I think one of the things I mentioned, and we'll talk about this more, is just how being single is not as celebrated or seems to be less valued than being in a relationship.
Right. Yeah. And then like my take on that was, you know, as a Black female, we're definitely celebrating being single right now. It's like single girl season. If you think we've got songs like FNF, if you know, you know what I'm talking about. But we've got songs that where we are really like focused on being okay with us and being okay with being single because we've dealt with so much, you know? And so I think it definitely depends on your community. So I'm very excited to have that conversation and see how that goes.
Yeah. And so that's really what we're looking to do in 2024, is having more of these conversations, providing you all tools as to work through them as we do ourselves, and then also having a little bit of fun. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with just cracking open a bottle of mimosa with your friend and kikiing about, oh my God, this sucks.
Heck yeah, because it does sometimes. And then we're also going to be doing some things where, you know, we've gone on a lot of adventures together.
Yeah.
We want to start kind of bringing you guys with us.
Yes. And she needs to get a passport. I'm just letting y'all know that.
Okay. At some point, on it.
Yeah.
I got my birth certificates, y'all. So I'm ready. I just got to go make it happen.
So,
make an appointment.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe at some point we will have an international adventure.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be really cool.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Unpacking your ish goes.
But for now, we'll take y'all to bars and stuff with us in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not bars, but like brunches, bars. Well, wherever we go, whatever we do.
We'll give you some thoughts.
We might even give you guys a little background about what with the music festival, because like I said, that was my first one. We got a lot of footage, a lot of videos.
Well, I think the other thing, too, the reality for both of us is we are both in our 40s.
Yeah.
And we're single. And yeah. So that's a really interesting time. And that, navigating that, the feelings that come up with, I mean, you've been married and have kids.
Yeah.
I have never been married.
Right.
And kids. So there's a different type of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, insecurities that come with, you know, what's wrong with me, you know?
Right.
So just part of 2024 is navigating that and having those conversations with you all. And then also trying to put ourselves out there to find the love that we're all seeking. So,
and that we all deserve. Guys deserve love too, heart emoji.
Well, and again, and as I said that, it reminded me of the love that the conversation I had with you
about different,
exactly,
the way
I do appreciate love.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm grateful for all the ways that it does show up in my life, like with this beautiful human being right here, who really is my sister.
Do go on.
I mean, well, you know what? And it's funny. Oh, talking about that. No,
dude.
What happened yesterday in the car? Where my mom just called.
Oh,
and I
that was the sweetest.
So
we're sitting in the car. I'm telling you. We're sitting in the car. And then Maurice gets called from his mom. And she just sings to him, "I just called to say I love you." It was so sweet. We were all, me and our friend Gary, who's a friend of the show, were just like, "Oh, that's so sweet." Gary was like, "Does she do that all the time?" It was really sweet.
Yeah. And I did kind of tear up because it was just really, it was unexpected.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Really,
it was, I felt embarrassed, but just, it was one of those moments where it's between you and your parent, you know, and then have other people into that private numbers.
We
like,
were there.
It was a little overwhelming. And at the same time, it was clear to me, because I do that to Gary and Tay. I will just send messages and say, "I love you."
You're really good.
And so I'm grateful that this amazing human being has nurtured that in me that I can give to other people. So it was really nice that my friends got to see that
moment.
It was a really sweet moment. And it makes me, that's why I'm grateful for love. In general, in all of its forms, because I am loved by my mom, my family, loved by my friends, and I feel it. And I would love to have the icing of a romantic partner to say, "Maurice, I accept you in the same way that these other people do." Because I know I feel unconditional love from you all.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Well, not unconditional, but love that is, that pushes me, that accepts me, you know, and at the same time as you got to get that together.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Because like, that's love,
know,
too.
That's,
and I think
love, too,
love isn't just like, "Oh my gosh, you're just so
that's
perfect."
Right.
No.
That's right. Love,
no.
Yeah. Love is real. That's one thing.
Yeah, love is real.
Love
it
is
sees
real.
All your flaws and it's like,
right.
Woo.
I love you.
Yes. Let's clean that up.
And.
I love you and. The and. So I'm looking for an "I love you and" of Maurice. You are lovable. And boy, you need to clean your room.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Just, you know, love. That's a part of it, though. That's a part. Or why don't you want to clean your room? You know, those are those
being
are the
curious
things we have to. Yeah.
Like, or can we do it together?
Huh.
Or can I do it for you? That
was
one. I mean, gosh.
Do you?
I know. After, listen. I don't know. I don't know if y'all. I don't know how much I told them about this.
I don't think we talked about that
anyway,
at all.
I had this experience. I believe I talked about it briefly. But had an experience where someone offered, basically came in, love bombed me, looking at
absolutely
it now. It was a love bomb. Cleaned my room. I was just so enamored. I was like, "Oh, this is so great." Bought me side tables and towels. And I didn't think of it as being as strange because I had offered.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't as though he just came in and did it without my permission. I was like, yeah, I'm open to you doing that.
He asked. Yeah. And you said yes.
Yeah. Because he had spent the night, and I was like, oh, sure. That's cool. You can do that. But yeah, it was, it turned into like,
shit went left.
Oh my gosh. Yes. But for me, as someone who is really bad at cleaning, like I really dislike, it's not that I dislike doing it.
Yeah.
It feels tedious. It feels as though it's wasted energy because one, I'm going to have to do it again. Mm-hmm. And so it's the perpetual, oh my gosh, this is never ending. That just seems like a waste of time to me.
So if it were cleaned, mm-hmm. could you keep that up? Like instead of just changing clothes and leaving it somewhere?
It's really challenging. Hard. It's challenging for me. I think I have found what works best is if I can, because to me, procrastination and disorganizations, it's like perfectionism taken to the other extreme. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for me, it feels as though if it's not exactly right,
yeah,
then what's the point?
Then why bother? Okay.
And so what happens usually is I may feel rushed, you know, with work or something like that, or I've done the laundry, I've cleaned it, and now I've got to put everything up, but maybe there's not an exact space for this one thing, and I don't know what to do with it. And then it's like, oh, well, I don't know what to do with that. Well, then, but this has a place, but then, you know, so it becomes all of this executive functioning stuff that just starts to feel overwhelming. And so I would just rather deal with, oh, it's there and it's clean and I can get it versus the extra step of trying to put it somewhere.
And that's what I was going to say. Like for me, I cut out the extra step. So for example, when we were, when the kids and I were living in our last apartment, I noticed that we all came in and we took our shoes off. He'd live usually somewhere near the front door and we might've thrown, like I might have my purse on the chair or like a jacket. We might throw our stuff on the jacket. Like me and my children had the same patterns. So I said, okay, well, let's bring it, cut out the extra step of having to say, come get all your shoes and just put like a shoe stand there. Or, you know, put like an open chair that can be our messy chair, put your stuff there, but by the end of the day or end of the week, get it out. So I tried to establish, like you said, skipping the extra step of looking at it like, oh, something to clean and putting something there that was useful, that helped.
Yeah.
So like in your room, for example, of your clothes, maybe you can have like a little rack that's just for clothes that you pulled out for that day. Okay, I'm not wearing this, I can put it back in the closet. Like cutting out the extra stuff of having to walk to the closet or walk to the drawers and put things back. It'll be something that's right there that still helps you keep things kind of contained.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate that. That is a good idea. I think what I'm thinking about, there's this machine that folds your clothes for you. And that seems like a good investment for me. Yeah, it's like $300.
And then there's that.
Yeah.
Then you can get a machine that folds
exactly.
clothes.
It folds. Hey. They're all folded. And I believe it irons as well.
Cute.
Yes.
So, folds?
Yes.
Where'd you find that?
It was, I saw it was an IG reel that someone saw me. Sent me, and then I looked into it, and I was like, oh.
That's cool.
Exactly.
I wouldn't buy that, but that's good for you.
Exactly. It's good for me.
That's right.
It's perfect for me. Again, not everything. But see, that's me. I want to live in Jetsons. I do not know why we are not in the Jetsons
Wait,
time.
What year were they in the Jetsons?
Oh, my gosh.
I can't remember
it's
anymore.
At least 2000 now.
It was definitely. They were
it's
definitely
the oil
in the 2000s.
Like, we are being held. We're.
Yeah.
We're, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah. We're being held back.
Hey, we're being held back. God. But yes, tangent.
I love
okay.
it.
So, yeah, that's where we are, everyone, for 2024. We can expect the first episode, that second full week of January. Mm-hmm. So, look for it. January, I'll give you a date, everyone, but we'll put it on social media. January 9th or 10th, and then we'll just, again, like I said, expect to have those during the week.
Yeah. Looking and if forward. You're used to listening on Saturdays, we'll still be definitely sending up, putting up some reminders, letting you know, new episode out. So, you know, we want to make sure that it's available, you know, whenever you listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, again, recap 2024, coming back on the weekdays. In case of emergency,
yes,
we'll be live and launched with helping us navigate relationship, personal issues. So you'll will be able to participate in that with us. And just doing more personal events.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on in our lives, things to do if you live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I think
that's And as usual, you know, as we go through these more personal things, we'll make sure everybody knows that if we are talking about someone and you think that, you know, it is you or something in that manner,
you're welcome to come on the show.
Absolutely.
And provide your, and yeah, because one of the people, they're no longer in my life. Oh gosh, I feel like I should talk about that.
Wait,
I feel like
I feel like a jerk. You feel like a jerk?
I do a little bit. That last little interaction, because I was kind of in their face.
Okay.
Yeah, so we might do an extra. Well, we are going to do. Well, we are going to do one more episode
for
the end
year.
Of the year.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. Okay. So again, leave you wanting more. Like, what's he talking about? I was a jerk. Yes, for those of you that know, yes, I am a jerk. I believe that.
Yeah, there are times.
Mm-hmm. At times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At times.
At times.
As Whitney would say, at times.
Right.
What does that mean? At times.
Right.
What I said. Okay. So again, thank you all for listening as usual.
Yes. Thank you for continuing to support. Please make sure you're following us on all social media. It's Unpacking Your Ish. And we look forward to the next year with you all.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening so far.
Bye. Okay, so we are gonna just do a little bonus piece. If you're listening to the second part of this episode, where I kind of left you all with, unfinished business.
Yeah. So he's gonna tell y'all what happened. I've nicknamed friend Slash
3 week guy. This is previous iteration.
Right.
Three week guy. So
I've named him Slash.
So 3 week guy, he did come back like the horror movies, you know.
Not a horror movie.
I mean, you know, they are baby's kids. They don't die, they multiply.
Hey.
Yeah. So he came back and I think we reconnected in maybe June.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, because I was with someone else in June for June and July, like May and June, like a July, like we reconnected.
Right.
And we started to talk, chat. Then we actually, after I came back from South Africa, we talked to each other in person and we came to an understanding that we have feelings for each other. And we wanted to explore that. I mean, we went on dates and just were enjoying each other's company. And we finally came to an understanding that our emotional piece of our relationship was really good. The roadblock was really intimacy, like sexual intimacy.
Yeah.
And part of that, from my perspective, was all the back and forth initially that we'd gone through. There was just a lot of trauma, and from my perspective,
yeah,
and it was hard for me to trust you, to trust that I would be safe with you, that you wouldn't just blow things up. And so that's not a reason for me to be sexually aroused. Some people can get past that stuff, but I'm in tune. My body, yeah, is like, no, I'll be aroused with you, but I'm not having an orgasm. This is not it. So
right. Your body knows.
Yeah. So mentally, I've got to be in alignment and feel comfortable and feel safe to release with someone. And so that was a challenge with him. So, but everything else is great. Love being around him, funny, you know, kissing, etc. I was attracted to him. Just in the bedroom, it just didn't translate because of all those other subconscious stuff. Mm-hmm. We come to the agreement, let's just be friends with benefits and work to try to get that moving. You know, we'll spend time with each other. And what really bothers me is it's consistent with him. Because we've had these conversations and I'm thinking, oh, we're at a good place. In my brain, it's been a year almost of hanging out. We've gotten through crap together. This is someone I can commit to, you know, in my brain. And I was actually had planned on having him meet my mom at an event. I was going to offer that to him.
Yeah.
So we end up going, my friend has a birthday. It's his birthday weekend. And he is meeting now, well, my roommate is from Ecuador, fluent, bilingual. And so he tells me he has a friend who is from Venezuela. They want to go out for drinks. I invite 3-week guy with us as well. And so when I get there to the place where we're having drinks, it's my roommate, his friend, and then this other friend. And this other friend is fucking hot. Yeah. I mean, so hot. Tay, is he not hot?
Yeah, he's
So he is really hot.
Yeah, that Latin man thing is thinging, okay?
Yes, I mean, really, really, really hot. And so I'm immediately attracted to him. And at the same time, he speaks right. I mean, he had just gotten here from Venezuela a month. Well, from Mexico, he's Venezuelan a month ago. Speaks no English whatsoever. So in my brain, this is not worth trying to, there's no relationship. I really do want a relationship. But, you know, all this could be was a fling. So I'm not trying to do anything with this guy. Just nice eye candy at this point. And then 3-week guy shows up. They're all talking in Spanish. I'm kind of out of the conversation at this point because while I do understand Spanish a little bit, we're also in a room where there's a lot of music. And so I'm just letting them talk, kind of looking at this guy. I'm like, oh my gosh, you are so damn fine. But again, all fantasy. And 3-week guy who I know I like and have really good chemistry is there, and I'm not going to disrespect him that way, right? So we finished drinking at this one place, and now we want to go to a dance club. So we all go to the dance club, and then for the first, like, 10, 15 minutes, 3-week guy is missing. And that leaves me, and so at first, it's my roommate, his friend, and then this other guy, and we're all kind of dancing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, my roommate is like, oh, no,
was
I'm just kind of...
guy dancing?
No, he was gone. He gets missing. Okay. He gets missing. Like, right as soon as we get in there, he gets missing. And then my roommate sits down, and then his friend goes somewhere, and now it's just me and the other guy that I'm really attracted to, and he's there. And so, at first, yes, I'm attracted to him and I'm dancing with him, but it's in my brain all kind of flirty fun.
Yeah.
You know, not trying to do anything. And then we're dancing. 3-week guy comes back, talks to my roommate, and then he leaves again. And I'm like, well, dude, like, and I'm texting him. Like, I say, hey, where are you? Because in my brain, I'm thinking, I don't want to be an asshole in this situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically come on to this guy or
do something. At this point, was it flirty? Was the energy flirty?
It was flirty. It was flirty. It was also, I find you attractive energy. Like, you can feel, you can feel the heat. Mm-hmm. It's still flirty, though. You know, because I don't know you. And as I said, no English, no opportunity. I'm not thinking about this. This, this would just be fun. And so that's not what I was looking for at that moment in the situation. But then three-week guy gets missing. And so, and I'm, again, I'm texting him like, where are you? Because my thought process is I can put all this energy towards you because I can't, this is not safe. Okay, he comes back later. Again, I said, hey, I haven't got a chance to dance with you. He's like, oh, I met somebody, blah, 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 my friend from New York. And then he says, oh, well, I'm going to leave. And I'm like, okay, you're leaving. I guess I will see you later. And at that point, he's told me he's leaving. And I'm left alone with this sex on a stick guy. And I just, well, one, I didn't do anything. Well, I didn't initiate anything.
You didn't initiate.
I just didn't say no. Didn't stop anything. Right. And then I went with the flow. So when this guy starts kissing me, I just lean into it. And then we're basically making out for the rest of the night. And then all of a sudden, here comes three-week guy. He comes back. And I'm like, what in the world? And so now I feel kind of bad because I don't know what he's seen or what. But I was like, okay, I feel like a jerk. And then the guy, he ends up having to come, you know, they're going to spend the night at our place, me and my roommate's place. And so he comes back and then we end up spending the night together and having a really good time. adult activities were engaged in. They were very acceptable for both parties. And at that point, I get a phone call the next day and three guys telling me, you know, basically what bothered me in this conversation is telling me, well, oh, I want to have an open relationship, yada, yada, yada. Telling me what I want instead of, you know, owning the fact of you feel uncomfortable with what happened. And that's completely fair. And what I said was, again, I feel bad because I didn't want to hurt anyone. And from my perspective, I wanted to be there with you. You were unavailable and I'm single. And this person that's really attractive is actually
there,
you know,
and engaged.
Exactly.
So I tried to put myself in Slash's position when you told me this. And I was thinking, all right, put yourself there. But I couldn't. I mean, I could definitely empathize with the fact that he, you know, probably did hurt his feelings to see that.
Yeah.
At the same time, I would have to be realistic with myself about the fact that we did not have any type of commitment to one another. Now, what would have bothered me was you invited me to this space and then I saw something like that. Yes, that would bother me because I would think, oh, well, maybe if he invited me, we're trying to take next steps. Like, maybe that's where we're going. But I also would have to remind myself that if that wasn't discussed specifically, then I can't assume. So in this situation, it seemed like, you know, he could have saved his feelings by not assuming that anything was different if y'all hadn't spoken about it already.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, like, this is so crazy because a few years ago, one of my very dear friends, we had a little birthday gathering for her and her cousin was there. And at the time I was going through my, like, separation thing. We were still definitely dealing with each other. And she asked me, you know, and she was like, well, how would you feel? Because I was telling her, I don't know where I am with him right now. I don't know if I really want to jump all the way back in because it's been so much damage. And she said, well, how would you feel if during this time that y'all are kind of like, it is what it is, he found someone? And I told her, you know, it would hurt my feelings, but I'd have to be honest with myself and realize that I didn't lock it down, number one.
Yeah.
I didn't go back and say, yes, we can be together. I didn't decide to do any of the same stuff, that the cohabitation, all of that. I totally cut all that off. And not just because I wanted to, because of the issues that we had. So I told her I would have to accept it. So I had to eat my words. Not eat my words, but I had to stand true on what I said, because recently, you know, finding out some things in his life that's going on, let me know that, okay, now's the time to stand on that word, because you said this is how you would handle it. So because I'm able to kind of navigate that, sure, it hurt my feelings. It didn't hurt my feelings, but it affected me. I'll say that.
Yeah.
When I heard things that were going on with him now. And, but I also had to stand true to myself that, hey, you made a decision. You made the best decision that you could have made at the time. So it's okay. So that's how I said I can kind of understand how maybe Slash felt in seeing that in that moment. Because all the thoughts and hopes maybe that he had that, oh, this is going to be something, probably died in that mm-hmm. moment. So I can see why you would feel bad. At the same time, this is why communication is so important.
Yeah. I agree.
This is why.
Well, and
you have to communicate.
Well, and to me, it's, and here's the thing, you know, I also felt like it was, in looking at it, some of the behaviors were just speak up for what you needed in that moment.
Absolutely.
You and I have a relationship. If you needed something from me, there is nothing stopping you to pulling me aside and having a conversation.
I would have.
In that moment. And saying, hey, I'd like some. And I was telling you, I wanted to give you some attention.
Yeah.
And you kept running from it, from my perspective. And so that's what bothered me, because I felt like it was kind of a test. You know, of like, oh, you leaving intentionally to kind of see what would happen.
See about Chase,
yeah, and it's just, it's like, no, we're not together. I'm here to have fun. Yeah. It's my roommate's birthday. Like, I'm here to enjoy myself and have fun. And you know, so yeah, so that was, it was an interesting evening, and I'm not one to do that at all. So. And I think it was also funny because I saw three other people I had slept with that night. So it was just Well, that's why I don't really do a lot of gay clubs, because I'm like, dude, it's not. It is not.
I don't know. I'm debating doing a club for my birthday. So, you know, we'll see. But girl, well, I probably haven't slept with
exactly, because you've been
on lockdown.
2 years over here, people. Girl.
I mean,
I am proud. My hat's off to you.
Real lockdown.
I,
you know, it hasn't, 2.5 actually. Shit, June.
Well,
it hasn't been the easiest thing.
Yeah.
But I really don't have any
desire.
Not desire. Mm. Any possible.
Potentials.
Yeah. I don't have any potentials. No. Like, people come on to me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, first of all, my first thought is I'm starting to feel kind of like a virgin again, because it's like, I've been waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
And what if it's not worth it?
Yeah, no. Well, remember? Did you ever watch Seinfeld?
Which one?
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen.
Okay, well, there was an episode where the contraception they'd gotten rid of it, and she was like, well, are you worthy? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Lane was doing
I forget what it was.
Because you really do have to weigh out your pros and cons these days. First of all, STIs are real.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any. I know I'm clean.
Yeah.
What you doing over there, bro? Like, you know, I really am. Now it's a lot more thought into it. Versus when I was actually still very sexually active and doing what I wanted to
then
do.
Then it was like, but now,
I get you. Yeah, now
it's like,
fine.
I waited.
Like, and I'm clean. I know I'm clean. I know I'm good. I know I don't have anybody chasing me, or there won't be some guy standing at my door looking at you crazy because you're at my house. Like, I have no complications.
Yeah.
So for me, it's almost like, do you have complications? Because if you have complications, I'm good. Mm-hmm. So now it takes a lot more thought, but there's still definitely desire there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that as soon as I start thinking, the desire just, the it thought dies. Of maybe I, it dies.
Yeah, you extinguish it. It dies. All of the the negatives of it.
Yeah.
Well, 2024, again, we are manifesting positive things for both of us.
Yeah.
So, well, that's it. I'm Packers.
Yeah, let us know what you think about Reese's story.
Yeah, that I'm a hoe.
Oh, well. No, I would just say you might have been being a little bit insensitive.
Exactly,
the situation.
I was a little insensitive. I was a jerk. I am not providing all the blame. I'm just taking ownership from the part from my perspective,
right.
Knowing that someone likes you and then I didn't know they were there, but still, I probably could have made a different choice at that moment.
Yeah.
I am not mad that I made the choice that I made.
No, because, I don't think you should.
Ooh, it was a moment. I needed that moment. Because it's good to get validated like that.
It is nice to have somebody want you.
Exactly. Yes, who's like really, really attractive. So, yeah.
Anyway. It's a nice thing.
Okay. Okay, everyone. So that's it. We will catch up with you all in 2024.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.